My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Since the All-Star break, the team that was really pretty good offensively in the first half of the season, since the All-Star break, 25th in Major League and 24th in Major League Baseball in runs scored, 25th in batting average. The Guardians are hitting .228 as a team since the All-Star break. Their on-base percentage, 28th. Hitting .284, or on base percentage of .284. Their slugging percentage, 27th. Their OPS, combining on base and slugging, 28th. The only teams below them, the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. So the offense has been in the sewer since the All-Star break.
It's been a problem. And it's starting to show Stephen Kwan has crashed back down to earth.
I think Stephen's hitting .237 since the All-Star break.
Right. Jose Ramirez continues to be Jose Ramirez.
He's hitting like .312 since the break.
He still continues to be really good. But David Fry has crashed right back down to earth. And he had a big home run. Thank you, David Fry. We appreciate such things. But he has crashed back down to earth as well. It seems
Josh Naylor's been about the same, which has been good. Josh has been very productive. So.
Right. He's been consistent.
Yep.
It just seems like now when you don't have these guys, and this is going to come off really mean, and I don't mean it this way. When you don't have a couple of guys who are playing over their heads, you start to see that margin of error that we've been talking about since April, where it's like there is a thin margin of error with this Guardians team where they can succeed. And if those guys are going to continue to hit at that level, that margin of error gets a little bit bigger. But now with them not doing it, your starting pitching is getting seen a little bit more. Your bullpen's starting to show a couple cracks.
Well, you're ready for a terrible stat?
Mm-hmm.
Since the All-Star break, Guardian fans, and remember, this is the team that was scoring runs and not having any issues with that. Since the All-Star break, you have 3 players. That's it. Hitting higher than .242. You want me to make it worse? The look on your face, you want me to make it worse? You have only 5 guys since the All-Star break hitting higher than .220. I mean, it's not like we're talking .250, .260. That's .220. And you have only 5 guys hitting higher than that. One of them is Stephen Kwan at .239. That's what he's hitting. And .242 for David Fry since the All-Star break. And Fry and Kwan were I think the 2 biggest reasons that your offense was absolutely on fire earlier on in the season. Because remember, David Fry at one point was hitting .360.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Kwan was flirting with .400. And now, since the All-Star break, they've both been bad.
David Fry, .242 with a .319 on base and a .387 slug since the All-Star break. He's hit 3 bombs.
He has. And it's driven in, not a ton of runs.
He is coming crashing back down to earth. And by the way, we all kind of thought this was going to be the case. Like, Deep down, baseball fans.
David Fry's driven in 7 runs since the All-Star break. Stephen Kwan's driven in 7.
Right.
And thank you, Jose. Thank you, Josh.
And Kwan, 239 with a 302 on base and a 364 slug. So at least he's still walking. But the problem is that the batting average is so low on top of it that on base hasn't found its way there. But at least he's still walking.
Yeah.
So he's giving you positive things along with, you know, Gold Glove level left field defense.
Now, we didn't expect, at least I didn't. I didn't expect Stephen Kwan to hit 400. I didn't expect to compete to be 400.
Oh, gosh, no.
And I didn't expect David Fry to hit 360. But I was hoping David might be able to hang on and, you know, maybe hit around 300 and Kwan to hit around 300 the rest of the way. And, you know, so far, certainly since the All-Star break, that hasn't happened. What options does Stephen Vogt have, folks? See, that's the thing I'm wondering here. I don't think he has a whole lot of options available to him. They make the trade for Lane Thomas. Like the idea of it.
Right.
And Lane is slumping, a nice word for 2 for your last 34 in the last 10 games.
Yeah, I'd call that polite. I'd call that a little more polite.
With the Guardians. And the guy's a real hustling outfielder, and he... We thought he eliminated one of the ideas of having to question who's going to be in the outfield all the time. He's hitting 119 as a Guardian. 119. And to me, that screams, where's John Kenzie Noel? Can we put him out there more frequently, please? And I don't think the Guardians thought they were getting a guy that they needed to platoon when they traded for Lane Thomas. And it's looking like they got a guy who they need to platoon.
The righty-lefty splits for Lane Thomas were always one of those things you circled, you know, because he just could clobber left-handed pitching. Like, he just absolutely made his money there, and he became fine against right-handed pitching enough mm-hmm. that you could play him every day. But he clobbered left-handed pitching. The other thing that made Lane Thomas appealing to this organization was the fact that he drew walks. He was on base right around 320, 330. It was always floating right around those ways. He found his way onto first base. Since he's become a Cleveland Guardian, the on base is .196. Wow. Which is just bad. That's just flat out
right.
bad.
And his righty-lefty split's not good. Lefties, right. He's hitting .316. Righties, he's hitting .206.
And a .167 slug. And I mean, we're talking a stat, you know, slugging percentage is determined by how many total bases you get, which means... 0.167, horrible. I mean, it means that you're not on first base at all.
Yeah.
And you're not having any kind of power to any kind of contact you're making. I mean, Lane Thomas has been flat out not good at the plate. And is it small sample size? Is it a guy that's pressing too hard because now he's in a playoff chase for the first time in his career? Sure, that may all play into it. But boy, that's looking like a swing and miss to this point. Now, it's still very early. We're not making any final judgments or anything like that. But it's concerning when you see guys with a .196 on base and a .167 slugging percentage. Well, that's horrid.
And here's the thing that this has done. You brought him in thinking, okay, we're going to play this guy in right field most every day. And if he's not in right, he's going to be in center. Well, if you remember, John Kenzie Noel was swinging the bat pretty well before this move. Yeah. And in July... He had 4 home runs and he drove in 9. And since August, he's hitting .154. Now, can you be mad about that? I'm going to say no, because, Dan, he's had 13 at-bats in the month of August. So you took a guy who was finding it and really swinging the bat pretty well in John Kenzie Noel, .260 in July. And, again, the power numbers were he had 4 homers in 50 at-bats. Okay, good. Keep it going. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. And you put him on the bench. You took his bat out of the lineup. You put Lane Thomas's in, and Lane's hitting .119 as a Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. That's part of the issue with the offense here since the All-Star break.
It's a giant part of it. I mean, you've gone from having catcher be... I feel bad saying this because Bo Naylor is playing better.
And he's hitting some long balls.
He's been better behind the plate and has been better with the stick and all that stuff. But catcher and shortstop were always the two positions you looked at this team and went, okay, whatever we get out of them is bonus.
Yep.
Center field became one of those as well. I was like, okay, whatever we get out of there is bonus. You can only carry so many positions where that's your thought process before it starts to rear its ugly head.
And you could have that if you had your left fielder hitting 350, 360, and the guy who you play all over the place, David Fry, hitting 300 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as we just talked about, that's not the case.
Exactly. You can't carry three coin flips, essentially, less than a coin flip, three dice rolls in your lineup and expect to be considered a playoff team and a playoff caliber team. And I'm not saying this to scare people because this could all flip on its head very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is just the lull that we all kind of sort of expected, even though we didn't want to admit it, because it didn't happen in the first half of the season. Maybe we're starting to see it now as the schedule gets a little bit harder and teams are starting to rear into playoff form and you're seeing them get a little bit healthier and push a little bit more than they were doing earlier in the season. Maybe that's just the case. Maybe the Guardians, you know, the Cubbies come to town. They've been a bad team to state the least.
But they're playing well now.
Well, I mean, you know, Mal Swanson wins the gold. We'll see what Dansby Swanson can do to back his wife up. That's what we're here for.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
What do you think, folks? Where's your level of concern? Right now, this team has three players who you think are swinging the bat pretty well. Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, and Andres Jimenez. That's about it here since the All-Star break. And the runs down, everything's down offensively, and the pitching has been a question. Are you concerned? Thank goodness for the last 2 days in Minnesota because they come back home up 3.5 in the division. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.